the sly fox and the red hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who lived all by herself in a little house in the woods. She kept her little house neat and tidy, and she did all her own washing and cooking and cleaning. Every day she went out with her little basket to pick up sticks for her fire. Near the little red hen, there lived a sly young fox. He lived with his mother and in a den underground. Now the sly young fox had one big option. He wanted to catch the little red hen and eat her. He kept making plans and traps to trap her, but the little red hen was too clever for her, and she always got away. One day, the sly young fox thought a very cunning plan indeed. Put some water on the fire to boil, he said to his mother. Tonight we shall eat the little red hen for our dinner. With that, the sly young fox picked up his bag and crept through the woods where the little red hen lived. The sly fox hid behind a tree and waited. Before long, the little red hen came outside and began to collect sticks from the fire. She did not notice the sly young fox. She didn't shut her door. The minute her back was turned, the sly fox slipped quietly into the house. When she was ready, she carried her sticks inside. As soon as she shut the door, she came face to face with the sly young fox. The little red hen was terrified. She dropped the box and flew up to a high beam right under the roof. The fox could not reach her there. So she felt safe. The little red hen looked down from the high perch. You can't catch me now, Mr. Fox, she cried. You had better go home because I won't come down. We'll soon see about that, said the sly young fox with a grin. And he began to run round in a circle, chasing his tail. Round and round again, and faster and faster. The little red hen looked down from the perch and watched the sly young fox. Soon she felt her head going round and round too. She became so dizzy that she fell straight into the sly young fox's back. Who said I can catch you? Cried the fox, and slying the bag over his shoulder, he set off home. Inside the sack, the little red hen kept very still, hoping for a chance to escape. Before long, the sly young fox began to doze. As soon as the fox was asleep, the little red hen popped her head out of the bag and crept away. Quickly, she collected some large stones and put them in the bag. Then she ran all the way home. When the sly young fox woke up, he had no idea what happened. He picked up the bag and set off for his den. This bag feels really heavy, he said to himself.
itself. The little hen must be fatter than I thought. What a tasty dinner she'll make. As soon as he reached his den and the sly young fox shouted to his mother, "I got the little red hen at last! I do hope the water is boiling." "It is. It certainly is," replied mother. So the sly young fox opened the bag over the boiling pot. The stone fell, splash, right into the water. The boiling water splashed all over the two foxes and killed them both. By the time, of course, the little red hen was back in her little house in the woods. There she lived and safe and contented for the rest of her days. The end.